Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Mm-hmm. Let's kick it off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what's the weather looking like this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. It couldn't get any better. Maybe a little warmer, but honestly, it's going to be perfect and sunny, bright and beautiful. I mean, no complaints whatsoever.
You know, when Brittany has good weather news, she's got this extra, like, oomph in her voice. You can hear it.
Absolutely.
When she, I love it. Yeah, good weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like her favorite sports team is winning.
Ruined plans. Yeah.
It's exactly what it's like. Yes. Yes. It is. It's looking like a nice weekend, even going into Monday.
Yeah, it really is. Honestly, today's high temperature is scraping about 60 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds. Winds are calming down. By tonight, we do have a chance for some patchy frost because our temperatures do fall to those mid-30s. So if you've got those sensitive plants outside already, make sure you bring them in or cover them up. Keep them warm. And then, of course, we'll warm things up as we go into Saturday and Sunday. We'll be into those mid to upper 60s. And I think by Memorial Day, we could be flirting with 70 degrees.
Ooh.
A lot more sunshine, too, is expected tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. And the rain chances have now pushed out until Tuesday. So we don't have to worry about any dreary weather until we go back to work.
Oh, that's great.
Gotta like that. Yeah. Gotta like that. Oh, that's great. Brittany, we appreciate you. You have a great weekend.
You too. Enjoy it.
You too.
And, just to let the audience know, Brittany and all of us will be back on Tuesday. So we'll be back here then. Mm-hmm. We'll meet you then.
All right.
I appreciate Brittany joining us. It's a lot of fun. Always appreciate being Brittany being able to be with us. Always have a good time with that. Certainly want to introduce our head of news, our co-host Melissa Kay as well.
Good morning.
Hey, good to have you with us. Thanks, Mel.
I'm here.
Yeah. And we got the three of us got a lot of fun things to get you ready for this extended weekend we're going to be getting into. We're going to talk about Memorial Day quite a bit. We got a couple of different topics there for you. We're going to get into have we forgotten what Memorial Day is about? We'll get into that one.
That's a good one.
We got a health hack we'll be diving into as well, and some travel coming up. We're also in the 10 o'clock hour going to get into a bunch of entertainment news, let you know it's new on your small screen, big screen, maybe your email box. Maybe we'll get into that. Huh? For Memorial Day, what Memorial Day meat each state loves to grill?
Oh, meat. Always a good topic.
Got that one coming
and grill.
Up.
And grilling and meat, yes.
They kind of go very perfectly
they
together.
They do.
A lot of local good things going on in our area I want to get to as well. Plenty of fun coming up with that. But first, let's talk travel during Memorial Day, because that is certainly one of the bigger things that is going to be going on this weekend.
Correct.
If not already, there might be people out there traveling as we speak. AAA released its Memorial Day travel report, and they're predicting a record number of Americans will travel this year.
Wow. Mm.
The current record has stood for 2 decades.
Whoa. Really?
That's incredible.
That may be the more surprising part.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
They expect 45.1 million people to travel this year. That's up 3% from 2024.
Whoa. That's a lot.
The record is 44 million set in 2005.
Wow.
Now, they only count people traveling at least 50 miles from home. So if you're, over the bridge and through the woods, maybe not so much.
But it's a decent distance to travel, correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
39.4 million will drive this year. 3.6 million will fly. And just over 2 million will use some other form of transportation like buses or trains.
Very good. Nice.
They're predicting an additional 1 million people on the roads compared to a year ago, up 3%. So choose your departure time wisely.
Yes, and be careful out there. Please, please, please.
Yeah, look out for each other, everybody.
Nothing can ruin your vacation or your holiday more.
Now, it depends on where you're going, but in general, there tends to be less traffic early in the morning. Mm-hmm. If you leave around noon, expect delays. And since nobody else is thinking of that, you'll be fine. This used to drive my papa crazy. Of course, my papa, a truck driver for almost 50 years, and he felt that he had the blueprint for this.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we got up at 5 in the morning, no matter what, if we were going to, if we were traveling to Rapids or if we were traveling to Chicago, we were getting up at 5 in the morning.
Okay.
And you know, I was in charge of keeping my sister, like, either picking her up or just, like, making sure that she found her way into the back seat so she could fall back asleep. And my Nana would sit back there doing her rosary while we were traveling. Mm-hmm. And again, no matter the distance, that's what that woman did back there. And I will never forget. We're doing this, and we're coming back from Chicago to come up here, back from a long, long weekend. And we hit the road, and we weren't even on the highway yet, and just locked. And it's like 5:30 maybe in the morning.
Really?
And it's all locked up and everything. And my just the frustration on my papa, like they had, like they cheated off his paper. like he was the only one that had thought of this or something.
How dare you?
He wasn't like that with many things. That's why I remember it so well. Because,
That's funny.
I know that there's many people out there thinking a similar thing. Mm-hmm. So that's certainly one of the keys, I think, for travel. The biggest thing, I think, that one of the bigger things that people don't check on, AAA's got you covered with a lot of this information. Mm-hmm. And there's certainly a lot of other things. Snacks. The right snacks.
Oh, very important. So important.
And I think the biggest problem we make with snacks is we grab a snack for everybody or multiple snacks for everybody or whatever. It needs to be more specific.
Okay.
The driver needs certain snacks as the passenger and everybody else. The driver needs something that they don't need to look at.
Yeah, whatever it is, one hand, and they don't need to reach down. They can hold it. Just there, okay? Yeah.
Okay, so soup is a bad idea.
Soup, very bad idea.
Boy,
yes.
I found that one out the hard way.
Unless you find soup on a stick, you're good. Then you can do it.
Kebabs?
Then you're good.
Kebabs are perfectly
perfect,
fine.
Perfect, yes.
Perfectly fine.
New in the frozen food aisle.
Soup on a stick. Hard to keep the grill steady in the car, though. Keep that in mind, everyone.
This is leading me up perfectly to Jimmy's Kebab Shack. This is a new restaurant.
I love kebabs. I think they're great.
It's just drive through. It's just drive through kebabs. That's all it is. That's all we serve.
We have one flavor. That's it. Everyone just comes and we hand you the thing and you're going. You're on
water.
Your way.
And we get you a water. We give you a water and a kebab.
That's all you get.
I'm being told we already went out of business. Darn it.
Put a lot not a great business model.
Put a lot of money into that, man. Oh, that is not good. I think that's a fun part of this with snacks and everything. I don't know. Safe travels to everybody out there.
Yes.
What's your favorite car snack?
Ooh, that's a good question.
For me, gummy worms and gummy things.
I don't know why.
I have no idea why. But it's just always been
maybe some sugar while you're driving. It's not a bad thing, but
probably some nostalgia involved with it too.
Probably.
The sugar thing. Yeah. What about you, Melissa?
Chex Mix.
Now that's a good one.
It's right
I'm on board.
I don't really like it all that much any other time, but for traveling. It's okay, I don't. Yeah, I would prefer Gardetto's.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. That's interesting.
Get that little anchovy flavor in there. Yep.
I think I brought this up before, but the certain like winter and soup for me and certain things like that. The idea that you got to be in the car driving if you want to have that's interesting. We all got stuff like that. But I just always find those kind of things interesting.
What about you, Seth? What's your go-to?
I don't really have anything in particular. I just eat whatever the kids have. I'll have one of those. Yeah.
Whatever's
available. Yeah.
Melissa.
That's not picky.
Melissa, if he said, you guys guessed, tell me that's not what we would have guessed. That's exactly.
Whatever the kids have.
Just go with the flow.
I'm not picky, but I'm really not.
Seth prefers jujubes.
Yeah. I'll get stuff that no one else wants to eat. Then I'll be good. I'll have my black licorice,
That's
that. And then no one else. I'll be the only one eating it.
I think another good snack in the car or anywhere, especially at the ballpark, is Cracker Jacks. I mean, it's in the song.
It's right there.
And every Friday, all summer long, us and our civic media brethren are going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to see your Brewers.
Yes.
Woo!
Your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewer tickets is happening every Friday this summer. All I got to do is listen to a keyword to text to us through the civic media app in this statewide contest.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to the Milwaukee Brewers working with us and everything. It's been a lot of fun. Of course, mm-hmm. keep in mind, everybody, not this station, because we got Rafter Baseball to play and stuff, but mm-hmm. a lot of our Civic Media radio stations carry Brewer Baseball for you. Be sure to use that Civic Media app to find them and check out your Brewers all summer long.
All right.
What is your keyword for this 23rd? So you can go ahead and get tickets possibly to see this Tuesday, May 27th, Brewers taking on Boston. That's a good matchup.
Yeah.
That's a fun matchup. You don't get that one every day.
No, you
those
don't.
Two teams playing each other. What word should you text to us through the Civic Media app? Well, base. Base. B-A-S-E.
Yes.
Not
I was going to say.
not the instrument. Sing.
Yes. Not the fish. Instrument. No, not that.
The three of us have been working together.
Bass.
Yeah. We've been working together for a while.
Even
now.
I know that, and I don't fish.
B-A-S-E. Text it to us through the Civic Media app, everybody. Not only are you going to get a chance to win those tickets to see the Brewers next Tuesday.
Got one already. Someone just popped it right in there. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yeah, and you do have to spell it correctly.
Yes, you do. Yes. Otherwise, it won't register. So.
Yep.
I don't know about you guys, but every time my phone vibrates from somebody texting in, that's bragging rights to me. That's bragging rights
for
right
sure.
There. Keep texting in, everybody. Mm-hmm. B-A-S-E. We'll get this word out there a number of times throughout the next couple of hours, so you can get as many chances as you can to be able to win these tickets. Or we can get as many people as many chances.
These are great tickets, by the way, everyone. In fact, these tickets are so good, I think that we should have a station base. We should get tickets to one of the games just to bring Melissa so she can see what really nice baseball seats are and how cool they are. Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. might change your thoughts on going to baseball games. So
maybe
you know.
I'd be willing. I'd try.
Yeah, sure. If you're going to go to a game, that is a nice way to go.
Yeah, it is.
I've never had anything like. I've been to probably five or six baseball games. I've never been anywhere but like in the bleacher seats, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know what to do. So, but do we have to wear a tie? Do you have to? I don't know.
Only if it doubles as a napkin.
Yeah, you got to take your shoes off before you go to the studio. I don't know.
Sorry, sir.
I am really uncomfortable and bad when it comes to some of those scenarios where it comes to like the fancier situations or whatever. My grandmother was very adamant about us having manners and how to, which spoon to use and fork and some of those things. So I'm okay with some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But everything else, I don't know, me in a church. It's just nervous and I'm just waiting for the hammer to fall. I don't know. We got El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up, everybody, where we are not just going to celebrate like we usually do on Fridays, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got Monday to celebrate.
Ooh, a whole bunch of days. Yeah. Nice.
All coming up with our great friends at El Cafe right here on Mornings at WFHR. You heard the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Go treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Thank the gang at El Cafe. Get some great food in you and enjoy your weekend with them, everybody. Mm-hmm. They got some great stuff going on over there. And keep in mind that getting more and more famous fish fry every Friday gets more famous.
Yum.
Be sure to check that out over there at our friends at El Cafe.
Delicioso. That's mm-hmm. the only Spanish word I know.
When you get there, and you do use your broken Spanish with them, apologize.
And get some weird looks.
And I also encourage you to thank them for sponsoring this segment and supporting the work that we do here and everything. Again, checking around, hearing from listeners, we're really the only people doing a segment like this around here, and mm-hmm. there's so many people out there that still love this stuff, so we appreciate it.
I mean, it was the last time we were at El Cafe, Fidel came out, and he was just chatting with people. Stopping mm-hmm. by, how's everything going? That kind of thing, man. That's what's so great about local businesses.
Yeah.
You get to have that kind of personal touch. It's really nice.
Real genuine care for mm-hmm. what he does and everything. Yep. And it's really, really shows. Really shows. We appreciate our friends over there.
Did you see what they have on Fidel's Chicken Alfredo?
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I missed that.
Grilled chicken, bacon, and jalapenos on pasta.
Oh, man.
Smothered
that sounds good.
In creamy Alfredo sauce, served with garlic bread.
My gosh, that sounds delicious.
That is really good.
The bacon. The bacon with the jalapenos. Oh, my God. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
In my defense, I was a little distracted by one of their memes they posted.
Great
food brought to you by knuckleheads. That's really good. That's really good.
And then their heads superimposed on their bodies.
Yes, I love it.
But they did put Kim's head on, like, a dress that she, like, she wears stuff like that all the time.
Yes, she does.
So cute.
That works out. That worked out for them. That's great.
No, great. So you step back in time with Kim. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Great team over there. Mm-hmm. Good morning to all of our friends at El Cafe. We wish them a great holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And we encourage birthdays and anniversaries live on the air, of course. You can join us, everybody. Now, you can go ahead and email us if you'd like ahead of time. Email us at info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR or WIRI. And you can use that Civic Media app, or you can just go ahead and call on up.
Yep, that number is 715-424-2600.
Mm-hmm. Love to hear from you, everybody. We're looking forward to you joining the conversation. Right. Let's go ahead and dive right into our local birthdays. And again, we got 4 days to do here, everybody.
So, lots of work.
Seth, I need a one or a two from you.
One.
All right, because it's that one right there. There we go. And Melissa, I need a one through three.
Ooh, two.
Okay, gives us that qualifier. There we go. And I don't know what that is. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm
going to turn my mic off. Weird noises when he's writing. It's going to be...
It's one of the it's more of a sign that I'm getting older than anything else to me, and I'm more and more turning into a poor man's version of my father. I'm more every day. You watch. Pretty soon, I'm going to start singing like random songs just around here, nowhere. Just making everything into songs like my father, and my voice is going to slowly start turning into this. Watch, it's going to happen. We first up want to wish a very happy birthday to Jerry Hafferman.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Jerry with a J, just so everybody knows. Jerry, yep. I love calling that out because I love that spelling. J-E-R-R-I. It's a great spelling of it. Happy birthday, Jerry. Enjoy the day. And our qualifier, Ariana Cleveen.
Ooh, happy birthday, Ariana. Ariana.
Happy birthday, Ariana.
great name, and I'm wishing you a great birthday, Ariana. You're our qualifier today. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at Saturday birthdays, first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to a couple of Civic Media brethren, Kim Simonson from Richland Center.
Simonson, yes, Chris. Yes. Happy birthday, Chris.
Also, Jacob Morgan, producer in Racine.
Yeah, new producer. He's brand new. He just started recently. So,
brand spanking.
Happy birthday.
And Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Robert.
I love Robert's voice, his delivery. Mm-hmm. He's so good at that show. I love that show.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing that for decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a chance, everybody. Make sure to check out Native Roots. It's a really good show. Very proud that we have that show here at the Civic Media Stations. And we take a look at Sunday birthdays. First up, want to wish happy birthday to Louis Rogney.
Happy birthday, Louis.
Happy birthday, Louis.
Enjoy the day, Louis.
Mouth ain't working today.
And we wish a happy birthday to Cindy Nielsen.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Cindy. And our qualifier on Sunday, celebrating her 92nd birthday, Rose Nash.
Happy birthday, Rose.
Happy birthday, Rose.
We're wishing you the best of days, Rose. We appreciate you. We hope you have a fantastic day. Enjoy your day. And if you see Melissa, you can thank her. She got your name. She paid.
Very nice. Very nice.
Good job. Nicely done.
Nicely done.
And then Monday, for Memorial Day, we want to celebrate Civic Media's own Megan Simph. Office services.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Yeah.
Traffic in Madison, working in our Madtown office.
Yep, one of Pam's colleagues. Yep, that's right. Yep. Happy
Megan's
birthday, Megan.
Great. Yep. Megan's awesome. And our qualifier for Memorial Day, Garrett Olson.
Happy birthday, Garrett.
Happy birthday, Garrett.
Enjoy the day, Garrett. I don't know if that's a popular first name or not, but I've always liked that name.
It pops up every now and then. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I dated a Garrett a long time ago.
All right. I don't know if I've ever met a Garrett. I don't know. So that's what gets me thinking of it when I see those names. Let's take a look at who everybody is sharing their birthday with. First up on our list for today, one of the most powerful and sought-after directors in the game, Ryan Coogler, is 39.
Ooh. He's only 39. Wow.
Really hit the mark a while back, but once he started work with Marvel is when his name really blew up with the Black Panther, of course.
Films, yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people consider one of the greatest superhero movies of all time. And a lot of that came down to a lot of his casting choices, not with Chadwick Boseman, but with Michael B. Jordan. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to say that you know, Heath Ledger's performance, anything that competes with that, until I seen Black Panther. Mm. And then I was like, okay, there's a second one right there. Killmonger, Michael mm-hmm. B. Jordan's performance as Killmonger is one of the greatest I've ever seen, period. Not just in superhero movies or anything.
Very good.
It's incredible. He's one of the best villains of all time. Mm. And the perfect played villain. Mm-hmm. And then it starts with Ryan Coogler. Sinners as well, Creed movies that he's
right
done.
Right now, Sinners has just been a gangbusters mm-hmm. in the box office. Man, it's a staying power.
Alaska's own Jewel is 51. Wonderful singer-songwriter that a lot of us listened to in high school.
But will it save your soul?
Yes, it did.
Will it save your soul?
Nope. Still listen to now.
Yeah. Who will save your soul? I've listened to in the past year, I would say. Yeah. That's probably the one that I go back to the most with her. But that first album of hers was incredible. I don't believe there was a bad song on that. Ken Jennings is also 51. Jeopardy host who has once won 74 straight episodes for more than 2.5 million.
Yes. The Jeopardy guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, they should have just made him the host. I mean, I know Alex Trebek was still the host at that point, but as soon as Alex, you know, had to leave and everything, they should have just made Ken Jennings the host.
Yeah.
They should have done.
In hindsight, he actually does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's done a great job. Mm-hmm. Let's take a quick phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. This is Rose Nash, the old lady that's going to have a birthday at 92.
Hey,
but
Rose.
But I want to tell you, I've been a loyal listener of WHJR. I remember Arnie Stroke. Mm-hmm. I remember George Frechette. I think he was a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember Greg Gack.
Greg.
Carl Hilke. Mm-hmm. All these good announcers that you've had over the years. We've mm-hmm. enjoyed WHR for so many years.
Means the world to us, Rose.
And we'll keep on listening, and have a good day, and a happy Memorial Day.
Oh, thank you,
Rose. Enjoy your birthday, Rose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rose.
Absolutely.
Bye. Bye. Have a good morning. Best listeners in radio.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Best listeners.
Loyal listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Taking a look at people who are celebrating birthdays today, my favorite voice actor of all time, by far and away, H. John Benjamin, is 59. The voice of Sterling Archer, Bob on Bob's Burgers, home movies, Arby's commercials. I mean, just he is the Al Pacino of voice actors. I will die on that hill. I think he's the
not
best.
A bad choice. Not a bad choice.
I think he's great. Drew Carey is great too. He's 67 today.
Oh, wow.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? Price is Right. Of course, The Drew Carey Show.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Hello, Cleveland. really interesting career he's had.
Of course,
all starts with stand-up.
Stand-up comedian. Yep, that's mm-hmm. right. He was a very good stand-up comedian, too.
Yeah. Whose Line? He's my favorite host on Whose Line.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be sure. I really love, to be fair, some of the other hosts I've seen have done a nice job. He seems so like, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this in that moment.
Right.
Where he's just laughing along with the audience and all that, and he just seems like oh yeah, I got a job to do.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know, just kind of pull
a lot of fun.
Names out of the hat, you know, yeah. And all that and everything. I'm 100% with you, Melissa. Mitch Elboom is 67, famous Detroit sports writer. Of course, Tuesdays with Maury, The Five People You Meet in Heaven, mm-hmm. The Next Person You Meet in Heaven, Son of Heaven. No, I'm not. but he's made a good living off of those books.
Off of those books, yes. But he did start out as a sports writer in Detroit, yes.
And some people no longer with us, like Scatman Crothers, born on this day in 1910. Of course, The Shining. He was in Chico and the Man and did the voice of Hong Kong Phooey.
He did. He was also a singer, which is where he got the name Scatman from. Mm. But he's more remembered later in his career for his acting, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I love
Benjamin Sherman Crothers is his real name.
Yeah, Scatman is cooler.
Thank you, Melissa. I was wondering what his real name was. That's
very
cool.
Good.
Yeah. Looking at Saturday birthdays and Sunday birthdays real quick. Daisy Edgar Jones is 27 tomorrow. Twisters star. I did not know her much before that. I'll follow her. I really liked her in Twisters.
Yeah, she did great.
I was all locked in on Glenn Powell because I wanted to see what everybody was talking about. I hadn't really gotten to see him act, let alone being a leading man. Did a great job. He was really good. I thought he carries a movie very well. But part of what I feel like helped him was her great performance. Because I thought she stepped up. She was good.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Sasso is was 50 on Saturday. Famous Mad TV player, but also on the young one of the Sheldon spinoffs or whatever. He's been on that show too.
Yes, yes.
He just continues to find work. Yeah, I like him. I think
plays a lot of different kinds of characters too. Interesting.
One of the first big names that I got to meet during interning on Conan's show was John C. Reilly, who is 60 tomorrow.
Wow.
Comedic superstar. The partner in crime with Will Ferrell for many years, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, the voice of Wreck-It Ralph, Oscar nominee for Chicago, which I think is his best work. He's the best, to me, outside of Queen Latifah, he's the best part of Chicago for me. Catherine Zeta-Jones was really good, too.
Cellophane.
By far and away, I did not know he had that in him. Mm-hmm. And it's still, I go back and watch it, and I'm still blown away. I hold my breath when he's singing.
Does anyone cross between comedy and drama better than John C. Reilly?
Mm-hmm.
Because he does both just so well.
And I know it gets said a lot about a lot of famous people and everything, including Conan and stuff. But I can't explain how sweet of a human being he is. He's got huge hands, and that's saying something when I'm shaking their hand yes. and it's huge to me.
Right.
And it was not a forceful handshake. It was a nice handshake. Mm. It was just there, and it goes along with some of the kindest eyes you can see. And he does this with everybody. He goes out of his way to just make sure he makes eye contact and says hello to people. He was so nervous to go out there and talk to Conan. And he's done it all at this point.
Right.
You know, he's been on every big show and everything like that. But Conan actually, we got late in filming, the guy that opens up. They have a guy open up, do a little bit of stand-up and everything before we all, they bring all the crew in.
The guy that warms up the audience.
Max Weinberg's out there and getting tuned up and everything while this guy's out there doing stand-up. They actually asked him to stretch because Reilly was in the green room stuff, just kind of nervous. It's kind of funny,
right.
But a great human being, wonderful human being.
I remember him best from The River Wild in 1994.
Wow.
Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon.
That's a movie.
Such a good movie.
That's a deep cut.
That's a movie. Yeah, that's a good movie. Roseanne Cash is 70 tomorrow, and that feels good to say.
Yes.
Country singer and Johnny's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty darn good performer herself.
Yes, she is.
Interesting here. So Roseanne Cash celebrating her 70th birthday and also celebrating her 80th birthday tomorrow, Priscilla Presley.
Oh.
Elvis's ex-wife, Lisa Marie's mother. And Patti LaBelle is 81 tomorrow.
Nice.
Wow. That's it.
Love Patti.
Wonderful.
Great new, soul singer. Yep.
New attitude. I could imagine my mom dancing and singing to that song.
Lady Marmalade, man. Love that song.
That's a classic.
Yep.
And Minnesota's own, I say that for you, Bob Dylan is 84 on Saturday.
84.
Yes. We must still claim Bob Dylan is, and whoever he is these days, it doesn't matter. He went to Hibbing High School in northern Minnesota. He knows who he is. Yeah.
Tommy Chong is also 87 on Saturday. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good list. And
it is.
Just a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Cillian Murphy, Oscar winner, is 49 on Sunday. Octavia Spencer is 55.
Nice.
Fantastic actress.
She's good.
Mike Myers is 62.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
Mike Myers did a sketch recently on SNL season finale where it was him in an elevator and Kanye shows up. And it wasn't as funny as I would have liked it to be, but just doing that sketch, I have such a respect for of Mike Myers. He didn't have to do that sketch.
Right.
There was no reasoning for it. It was just hilarious and well done by him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for a comeback from Mike Myers. I'm hoping for this version of him and everything. He gets another shot at this and to do what he does best and out there and everything. Frank Oz is 81 on Sunday. The genius Frank Oz.
The amazing Frank Oz.
If somebody wanted to tell me that's the greatest voice actor of all time, not fighting him.
No.
Not fighting him.
Puppeteer. I mean, tremendous director.
Mm-hmm.
How many good movies has he directed? I mean,
he's the original amazing. Dark Crystal.
Yes. I mean, amazing guy.
I don't know that he directed it, but he's...
No, no he's in it,
he
for sure.
Oh, he directed it. Yeah. Little Shop of Horrors, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, What About Bob? I remember Frank Oz. Anything about Frank Oz you want to know, I almost know it.
I believe you. I'm following
this guy my whole life.
Great cameo at the beginning of the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
As Jake's getting out of prison.
So, real quick, obviously, for those not obvious, Cookie Monster, Bert, Grover, Animal, Miss Piggy, Yoda, and Fozzie Bear.
One of my favorites, Fozzie.
Fozzie, very interesting thing. If you notice, Fozzie is the only Muppet that's ever driving. And it's in part because of the hands. And they I believe, if I have this right, it was Frank and Jim, but I'm pretty sure it was more so Frank that had the idea to put his own hands in there to mimic Fozzie driving the car, which doesn't seem like maybe a big deal, but nobody was doing this stuff, man.
Right.
Like the stuff that Frank Oz was able to do with his voice, you would never guess that was him.
Right.
Just incredible.
Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
He's a voice of, he did Miss Piggy.
We focus on the voice so much, but the puppeteering that you brought up,
yes,
Seth, is so key to his legacy.
Yeah, actually, I believe Fozzie, because you also have to manipulate the head, is almost a two-person Muppet, especially when you're doing driving, because you need someone to. And I know, at least early on, both Jim and Frank did it together.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine what that was like, having those two guys together that close.
Yeah. Well, they loved each other.
Yes.
You know, that was quite a pairing.
Yep.
And one more for you. Sir Ian McKellen is 86 on Sunday. Gandalf, of course, in The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings movies. Magneto in the X-Men movies.
Amazing.
Too long of a career to mention it a little bit.
Yep.
Incredible actor. And again, celebrate with our friends at El Cafe, everybody. All of you celebrating out there, cannot think of a better place to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe at 221
Market Avenue. Pie.
Birthday pie.
Edwards. We'll be back after our news sports break with our star of the day from Culver's. We're going to give away some free Culver's coming up here on The Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You get ready to call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. You haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that, you win a kids and adults meal from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A good morning and a happy, long, extended weekend to them.
Yes.
We appreciate our friends from Culver's.
We do indeed.
If you got a Culver's in your community, you got something that puts into the community.
Mm-hmm.
We really do appreciate our friends over there. Let's go ahead and get ready to call up. Everybody, 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your...
Wow. There we are.
There we go. Okay.
This took him a while to get to the phone.
Yeah. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would it be Cheers?
Yes, it would be Cheers.
Yes. Nicely done. Yes. Let me get this official.
There it is.
Hey. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Larry.
Larry, thanks so much for listening and playing along. Larry, you a Cheers fan?
Yes.
Yeah. With the passing of George Wendt recently, I felt there was only one thing that we could do this week.
Absolutely.
We had to do it. Is it an easy one? Sure. But that's all right.
We don't care.
We're not trying to stump anybody around
here.
I want to get some free Culver's to you, Larry. That's fantastic. Larry, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and hang on the line because we want to get a little information off air from you. But thank you so much for listening and playing along, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you. This was an easy choice for me this week. I had a couple other things lined up, and then when the passing of Mr. Wendt happened and everything, I thought, well, we got to honor him.
We do.
It's fitting.
It's a good one.
And it's just too, I don't know, I think in the first year we did this, we did Cheers, but I don't think we've really done it
since.
It's been
a long time, and I mean, other than the promo that we did, but yes.
Right. But it's also, it's hard to say what the most iconic theme song is of all time.
Mm-hmm.
There's different generations are going to say different things. For our generation, I don't know if there's even a... I don't know who's in second place. It's by far and away Cheers to me.
It's for me, I think it's between Cheers and MASH. You hear the first couple of notes and you know what it is. Yeah,
You're right. That's a good one.
It's close. It's really close.
For me, it's the I Love Lucy theme.
That's a classic one.
It's a good one, Melissa.
I don't know. If old school ones, Dick Van Dyke for me.
Well, yeah.
I love that one.
Oh, well, we're talking, like, because I was just talking about TV shows that came out in our...
During our era, era.
But if we're talking...
But I didn't watch those.
We're talking all time. I mean, all you guys mentioned good ones, but there is no greater theme song of all time than Sanford and Son. You will never get me to move on this one.
It's fabulous. The
theme song is so good. It never gets... Oh, God, I love it. We're going to talk to Larry here in a second. He is our newest star of the day. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Be listening every Friday for a chance to win some free Culver's from us here at WFHR and our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Wouldn't wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. A thank you to Larry calling in, being our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yeah.
All of you that sent us birthdays and anniversaries. Rose calling in. That was fun.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes. Was thank you, Rose.
Yeah, we got to go into a long weekend and be away from you guys an extra day. This is helping. This is helping. It's been a really nice
love interacting
first hour.
With you. Yes.
Got a whole other hour coming up, everybody. We're going to get in some entertainment news to kick things off, let you know it's new on your small screen, big screen. We're going to talk about what showed up in your email box yesterday, all of that, and Memorial Day meat, each state that loves to grill and what their favorite meat is to grill.
Nice.
Got that one coming up for you, and a couple of other ones. I don't even want to tease the top baby names hated by grandparents, because we've had like three shows we've been pushing this one back on. But hopefully we'll get into that one. It's all good stuff coming up for you, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Now, I feel like this is a topic that it gets brought up every Memorial Day of my lifetime. And I will admit, for those that don't know, I grew up in a military family somewhat and everything. So the topic does come up. But according to a new poll, half of Americans think Memorial Day has, quote, lost its original meaning. 52% think it's true and that they might be right. 40% say remembering America's fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore.
Mm.
60% say it still is, but age matters. Just 48% of Gen Zers said yes, compared to 76% of baby boomers. And it's obviously okay to also associate it with having fun, summer barbecuing, and some of these things. But that should be very not just secondary, like third, fourth down the line. Nearly 1.2 million men and women have given their lives over the past 250 years to put us in a place where we can kick back and enjoy Memorial Day. Now, I've never met a soldier in my life, and God, have I met a lot of them, that has said, you know, people need to do this, people need to do that, or anything. I think it comes up in conversation when they're talking about other soldiers or currently enlisted soldiers especially, but veterans, currently enlisted soldiers, never heard any complaints about this. It's on us as citizens to make sure that it is remembered and known. And if it is not, I don't think it's fair to really point the finger at anybody for that. Like, we've done that, a society. We got to start taking it, like, on the chin, all of us, when it happens to all of us. I'm tired of, it's their fault. It's their fault. It's pointing the finger when you got three more pointing right back at you. This is a problem that we can all fix. So whose fault it is and all that stuff and everything, sometimes that is important to figure out because you don't want to make the same mistakes.
Right.
But in a situation like this, all we are going to be doing is, oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's this fault. And that's the same problem we keep getting into, and nothing gets done. It's just a bunch of children in the sandbox bickering. That's what politics has turned into, and that's what way too much of America has turned into. I'm much more concerned with how do we fix this? How do we make it better? And that's something that, guess what? Every one of us can do.
Yeah,
every one of us can fix this. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or somebody smarter than me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just doing what we're doing right now. Those stats I just gave you and making that much more common knowledge.
Right.
Understanding of this. I don't think that there's anybody out there that necessarily is doing this intentionally. I think this is something that just has kind of happened over time.
Right.
And to be fair, too, this is something that I think that in a roundabout way, what many, and this is not me saying this, this is my grandfather saying this, a man who fought in World War II in Korea. This is part of what they fought for. Was for it to become a not the memory of Memorial Day and the meaning of it, not so much, but for people to have a good time on Memorial Day and any other day, for Americans to be Americans, for us to be able to enjoy the days, any day, whether it's a holiday or not, freedom, yes,
to have the freedom to live like we choose to.
In many ways, they did too good of a job. and a bad joke, but it's something that I think that that needs to be said, but I don't. I'm not alone in this one. Obviously, the stats are showing you this, and it's something that I don't. I'm so tired. Like, I don't want to hear that it's their fault. It's the younger generation. It's these people. It's this parent. It's that parent. Whatever. What good does that do? In this particular topic, I'm much more concerned with today and tomorrow. And what we can do going forward about this and how we can really help our veterans and our currently enlisted soldiers and their families by bringing up things like this. Do people realize up there that the number two ranked people as far as rank of suicides and rise of suicides is our soldiers and our veterans? That when we do the ALICE report with the United Way, a good portion of the people that are right on the cusp or are really in the need of services, those services that a lot of our politicians are trying to take away are our soldier families that need those assistance and need that help. There are a lot more important things we could be talking about while also enjoying some good barbecue.
And I think another way that you can really help honor the weekend is giving back in your community. Our VFW is holding a brat fry tomorrow at the Quality Foods on West Grand. That would be a great way to go down and, you know, have a good meal and also be contributing to not only the VFW, but our community, because the VFWs put so much back into our communities. But honestly, any of these things going on the weekend, go to the zoo, go to any community events, all of that helps build our community up, build community, which is what those soldiers fought for.
We will be touching on some of those on Memorial Day and the zoo and some other stuff in our good stories of the day when we wrap up our show next hour. Did you have some, Seth? Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, I just wanted to say that stat one more time. 1.2 million men and women given their lives over the past 250 years. And that number is probably rounded up.
It's an estimate because it has to be, but
We appreciate you, and we'll be talking some more Memorial Day as we get going here into the next hour. I always like to wrap up with a good story or a funny story or something like that. I don't know what this one is. I want to call it a right story, but I'm not smart enough. I don't know if I can or not. TikTok's got a new quote health hack, and it's eating human dog food. Some guy shared his meal prep hack where he basically just minces a bunch of vegetables, chops up tofu and chicken, adds rice, cooks it all, then mixes it together, eats it a bowl every meal.
Every meal?
Yeah. They're calling it human kibble or human dog food. That's what they're calling it. It's not actually dog food that people are eating.
When I lived in Toma and I would dog sit for my chiropractor, that's kind of what I would make for them.
Okay, that makes sense. For the dogs,
vegetables,
you mean?
Vegetables, yep, for the dogs. Vegetables, rice, and they did like chicken thighs or chicken
giblets. Some kind of protein, right? Yeah.
Right. But that's essentially it. You don't use spices. You don't use oils. You just...
Woo.
You know,
I guess it's on point then.
It tastes good, but it's going to be good for you.
Yeah, it's going to have all you need, right? Yeah.
I don't like to play these cards very often, but as the hippest and youngest member of the team, that's very, very off.
At least one of those things is wrong, James.
Demonstrably, yes.
I happen to work with young people. and they've been talking about this, and we actually had some sketches about it and everything, because there's this trend of people on TikTok putting their morning workouts and what they do before 6 a.m. or what they do before you even get out of bed, and 5:05 throw water in my face, 5:10 drink my energy drink, or all these things and stuff.
Rise and grind.
They're nothing but bragging. That's all it is about bragging. They're not motivating anybody. They're not encouraging anybody. It's just about
them.
They're
just trying to make us feel bad for not doing those things.
So I went up there immediately afterwards and did a sketch on my own to segue to the next lesson and everything. My morning routine, 5:05, 5:10. Just sleeping through the whole, and then 5:30, alarm goes off.
We all know that's fake because you don't actually sleep.
Right.
That's a bit,
That would be more realistic. So the idea is to make meal planning easy and know you're eating healthy, but nutrition experts say there are some downsides. You'll probably get bored, so you won't stick with it. Plus, it sort of strips all the joy out of eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
and there are gigantic nutrition gaps. Even though it's full of good stuff, it's the same stuff every day.
Yep.
The mix doesn't work.
You need variety.
That's the variety that you need. Yep. Humans are made that way.
Even nutritionists are telling you that this isn't a great idea.
No.
So, I mean,
dogs are not humans. They have different nutrition needs.
That's right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. And they eat their own poop. Come on.
Yeah. Among other things.
Among other things.
I don't know if you need a better example than what she just said there. I feel like that's especially if you're like somebody trying to counter this, like you're a marketing team, I say you counter it with that. That's your tagline right there. That's your tagline. I do like that things that bring up the joy of eating, that come back to that, and especially when it's from people that know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Eating should be involving all of your senses, your sense of smell, your sense of touch, taste, sight. I mean, your food should be aesthetically pleasing. Every once in a while, I make a meal and everything is like white. Like if I do a chicken breast over pasta with a non-dairy cream sauce and cauliflower, everything is white.
Boring.
It looks boring. Tastes fantastic. But yeah. I'm like, yeah, this looks boring.
So
I need to have a salad with it.
I was damaged because my mom was a home ec teacher.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. So it's like I have to have different color. I mean, if I'm making a meal, I literally I need something green because this is way too boring. I got to make it look better.
That's interesting.
I like that your take on that is I'm damaged.
Yes.
Wrong take there, Seth.
No, but it's because it's weird. I mean, who cares if it's all beige? You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's food. But
except
still,
for the sight.
I need something orange on my plate. Otherwise, it doesn't look good, you know.
I never would have thought of it, but now I'm 100% with Melissa on this one. I'm sorry. I really hear what she's saying.
And they say eat the rainbow and not Skittles. They mean like you need to
eat. You need stuff of different colors because that's where you get all your nutrients. Get your different nutrients. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing it right, Seth.
I really thought I was eating healthy by eating Skittles. That's not what they mean.
That's good try.
Taste the rainbow, James. Not eat the rainbow.
20 years.
Get your marketing things right, man.
20 years of this diet for nothing. We have got we're going to be talking more about this next Tuesday when we get back with you here and everything, everybody. But our first chance to get out in the wild. They are releasing the animals, and we are going to be out in the wild coming up next Saturday. And we're going to be at a couple of remotes.
We are. We have a couple lined up on our sister station WIRI 105.5. So from 9 to 11, you'll be hearing Beth and me over at the Dairy Fest in Marshfield. We're actually going to also be attending the breakfast on Friday morning. We're not going to be broadcasting, but check out the WIRI Facebook page. We're going to be posting some stuff there. We're going to be hanging out with them. We're going to be playing a little music for them as well. So if you're going to the mayor's breakfast on Friday morning, we'll be there to see you there. But we're also going to be broadcasting from 9 to 11 on Saturday. And immediately following that on Saturday from 11 to 1, we've got the grand reopening of Rapids Transmission, everybody. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. James got to talk to James. Michelle. Actually, Melissa got to talk to Michelle.
We got to talk to Michelle.
Earlier this week.
And they're going to have tacos and ice cream and face painting, and you'll get to meet the staff there, which is the previous staff that they had before, because it's a family-owned business, and they're just, you know, introducing the new owners and letting the new name out there.
Exactly.
Get used to us being out there, everybody. We're going to be doing more and more this summer, getting out in the public and hanging out with you out there and enjoying this great weather and this great area with all of our community.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to it, whether it's our sister station 105.5 or us here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.